This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Oh, the week's almost over, DQ. We're going to be okay. It's the Ruskin and Sack Show. Glad to have you along. It is Thursday, June the 20th. There is not a thing in the world going on. DQ is here. Hi.
Hi.
Did you watch any Top Ramen movies last night?
I didn't.
What is the best genre, I guess, what food makes the best movie? Is it ramen? Yeah, I know.
What are some food movies?
Yeah, I think you watched the only one.
No. There are more.
Come up with one.
Let me think about it.
Okay. You can text or call 866-285-4005 on the McLarty-Daniel hotline. Blair Cartwright will join us here in just a minute. CD is here. She will be manning the board here, and I'll see if I can make her life miserable, ask her a bunch of dumb questions. We've got some recruiting news, good and bad, that we'll get into here in the news segment, and then we'll discuss. Hagan Smith was named the National Pitcher of the Year, well-deserved. And DQ sent me a fun little meme regarding the College World Series earlier today, which I believe is Texas A&M and Tennessee. Is that correct, DQ?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we will.
Did you think that was funny?
You know what? It caught me off.
It caught me off guard when I saw it too.
My daughter, Sparkle Farts, has sent in a text. Ratatouille is a food movie. Is that fair? Okay.
It is.
So we'll take your texts and calls at 866-285-4005 on the best food movies. Now
the menu. That's the ultimate food movie.
What's the menu?
That's probably the best one.
What's the menu?
It's awesome.
Okay, you haven't told me anything about the movie.
What is it? There's this restaurant that's, you know, out on an island all by itself, and people, you know, the wait list to this restaurant is insanely long, and the chef of the restaurant is crazy. He's crazy. And the workers, like the cooks and everything, they are super loyal to this chef. You know, they, like, worship him because of how, you know, creative and insane he is.
Okay.
It ends in everyone dying.
Colin, what?
Yeah. Everyone except the main character played by Anya Taylor-Joy dies.
Okay, here's a text out of the 479. Says, agree with DQ. Great movie.
It's
okay.
Great.
Colin in Glenwood says, Super Size Me.
That's a documentary.
Is Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle a food movie?
I don't know what that is.
Abner points out the California Raisins had a movie. Is that... I mean, their food. I don't know if that's a food movie.
Is it a documentary?
I've never seen it. I have absolutely no idea.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. That's a food movie too.
Okay. Okay. If this is where we're going to start, that's fine. There was big recruiting news today. The number one player in the state has left. He's heading to LSU. We're going to talk about the ripple effect. It was big enough that two coaches in the SEC felt the need to reach out and go, hey, dude, you just lost the number one player in the state. So we'll talk about that. Jules and Julia. Apparently, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Okay, so now have
great
you seen that?
Great food movie. I have seen the original and then Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
I do prefer Willy Wonka.
Okay, another vote for Ratatouille. Burnt with Bradley Cooper. What's that?
I don't know.
All right. Professor out of the 501, best food movies, Jaws.
Doesn't count.
Why not?
The humans for food.
Well, again, all we asked was for food. What about Good Burger?
I don't like Good Burger.
Okay, but that's not what we asked. We just asked if it was a movie about food.
It is a food movie.
Okay.
Just not one that I enjoy.
Okay, so this is, I did not have this on my my list of things that we were going to do today. When Blair gets here, Blair went and saw, in his words,
Green Tomatoes. Humans were also kind of the food in that, too.
Fried Green Tomatoes?
Yeah.
All right.
There's slight cannibalism in that movie.
Okay. Now, if you're going to give me Fried Green Tomatoes is a food movie, you have to give me Jaws or any movie in which humans
are eating. Well, Fried Green Tomatoes is based around a restaurant.
Okay. All right. Here's another vote for Good Burger. All right. We'll get all into this. We have legitimate news, folks, that we have to get into. I need you to focus. Blair went to see, in his words, John Waite last night. Styx and Foreigner were also there. Got a very disturbing video from him. DQ, he wants to talk today about concert do's and don'ts.
That's perfect. I love concert do's and don'ts.
What's your number one do?
Do? Honestly, I don't like when people sit for the openers.
Why?
Because I think it's rude.
To sit when the artist, whoever you're seeing, comes out on stage, to sit for the opener.
To sit for their opening person who they have, you know, for like play, you know, play for 30 minutes before the main show.
You think that's rude?
So I think it's incredibly rude.
You're telling me that I have to get up and shake my backside for a person I've never heard of.
Yes.
Yeah, I disagree with that. Wholeheartedly disagree with that.
At least you gotta at least clap after every song.
One of the things that I've started doing is looking at set lists.
I do that too.
To try and find out where about the intermission will fall. If it's a 3 hour show or a 2 hour show, yeah. where your pee break is.
Yeah.
At my age, that gets to be, you know, like top shelf. It's one of the first things that I look at. All right, they're gonna play 60 something songs. Yeah, they're gonna break right around 29, 30, 31.
I love it. I think it's called Setlist FM.
Yes.
They use
Well, you got me onto that.
They pretty much have every single set list that you'll ever want to see, and you can look at it before the show.
What if they have multiple multiple shows?
What I always do is they do the night before, the few days before.
For me, that's a concert do. You have to check the set list. Like as soon as your tickets arrive, first thing you're doing is looking at the set list.
I didn't check for the Taylor Swift concert because I wanted to be surprised. But yeah, I usually do check.
Okay. Edgar and Spring, boy, we got breaking news all over the place. He's now reporting that J.J. Redick is going to the L.A. Lakers. DQ, will you want, you know what? Put CD on that. CD, look that one up for me. See if you can get me some confirmation on that. We got all kinds of things happening now. I'm with you, DQ. We'll talk about show openers, do's, don'ts, all that kind of stuff. You get in touch with us, 866-285-4005. That is the McLarty Daniel hotline. You can call or text. Carius Kern, the number one player in the state of Arkansas, is out of Marion, is heading to LSU. And I got a couple of texts today that said that this is not the best thing in the world. Started looking at the top 10 players in the state, and when five of them are heading out of state, we're not in a great place here. Blair Cartwright walking in with a Len Dawson T-shirt on, smoking a heater. Yeah, smoking a London. Well, yeah, good. And I think that was famously taken during Super Bowl one, when they're getting run by the Packers.
Yeah, this Lakers thing is not true.
Okay, all right, there you go. Thanks a lot, Edgar. Okay, Blair. So we have anxiously anticipated your arrival. Tell us about the John Waite concert
it was
that you went.
Phenomenal.
Was it? Yeah, how it was long great. Was he out there?
He did 9 songs. He could have done more, obviously.
Does he have 9?
Yes.
Okay.
Between
all
the babies,
right.
Bad English, and solo stuff, yes. It was very good. It was a packed house. Styx was good. Foreigner was okay. No founding members of Foreigner performing. Because Mick Jones
really?
Has dementia and is not part of this tour, so there's no original
members. So it's not
members.
Foreigner.
Yeah.
It's a Foreigner tribute band is what it is.
Basically, though the lead singer... who's good, wasn't quite Lou Gramm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who is?
But he's been with him for 20 years. So, it was a good show. The amp does a nice job. You could tell it was an older crowd. Not only did they have tequila shots, they had swabs of Icy Hot available. So
wow,
that was
that's quite the range there to have the Icy Hot on staffs.
Well, you needed it for this crowd last night. I mean, I was one of the younger people.
Whew. Okay. All right, so we're going to get into your concert do's and don'ts. We've got news that we're tracking down
here.
Okay,
this might.
Yeah, I'm seeing it now.
Be true. Bleacher Report put it out.
And
what?
Yeah, looks like J.J. Redick's going to be the head coach of your Los Angeles Lakers.
So we're back where we started.
Pretty much.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what is the flag?
Oh, this is for the...
This
is from the Titans game when they came back from down 28-0.
Blair has gifted us a Chiefs flag from... That was an AFC Chiefs divisional Kingdom. Playoff game.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's when everything started to go bad for the Titans.
Yes, and everything started to go good for the Chiefs.
I love this. All right, we'll find a place of honor for this.
Yes.
We're going to do some news. We're going to talk about some recruiting. Got a whole bunch of stuff to get into. 866-285-4005 is the phone number. DQ, CD, Blair, all here, and me. We'll be right back. It's the Ruskin and Zach Show.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
In our continuing efforts to win favor with the university, we only read officially sanctioned news by the University of Arkansas. If you're looking for officially sanctioned news at your newsstand, just look for the collegiate licensing sticker. Your news is brought to you by the Good Chair, because I had to have a place to sit. Get the Good Chair only at the Stadium Shop. Stop by, tell Robert Joe Bonamassa sucks, and you want a seat in the Good Chair. Maximus Martin is transferring from Georgia State to Arkansas. He's a shortstop, an outfielder, hit 297 last year. Played in 43 of 44 games for the Panthers. Is that correct? The Georgia State Panthers?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
Almost hit for the cycle last year.
Do we need a shortstop?
Yeah. Huh? Again?
Do we need a shortstop, though?
Well, nobody plays center field. Started 12 games in center field last year. Hagen Smith named the 2024 Pitcher of the Year by the College Baseball Foundation. He beat out a whole host of guys for that. Mm-hmm. Second player to win the award. Since its inception in 2009, of course, Kevin Copps was the other one. Carius Kern, top-ranked player in the state of Arkansas in football, is heading to LSU, four-star out of Marion, made that known today. And for you Lakers fans, roll out the red carpet. J.J. Redick is your new coach. Yeah. All right. DQ, you have the polls ready to roll?
Yeah. Did you guys do these earlier?
We did.
Oh, man.
Sorry, we kind of have.
That's okay.
Not the same if you...
But
okay, fire answer them as if you've never heard them
okay,
before.
Okay, everybody who was here last hour, just pretend you didn't hear this.
Okay, to celebrate the first day of summer, which is your preferred summer treat?
Beer.
Popsicle, ice cream, or snow cone?
It's not snow cone.
I love snow cones.
Really? Why?
Snow cones are
wildly
overrated.
No, I love snow cones because then you can add like cream to the snow cone too.
What?
So it's just, it's like a better ice cream.
No.
I love snow cones.
Why not just eat ice cream?
Just drink the
because
cream.
Because ice cream, you know, sometimes your stomach hurts after.
That means you're lactose intolerant. That's not.
Well, you don't get that with the snow cone.
Because it's water.
Well, do you call shaved ice snow cones? Does that count? Like, do you know when I'm talking about snow cone,
I mean very, very shaved ice.
I love them.
Really?
62% of people said ice cream.
Okay.
24% agree with me and say snow cone.
All right.
When you're helping someone carry a heavy item, are you the one walking forwards or backwards?
If you strategically, you want to be going forwards. Going backwards sucks because you can fall down, get run over, miss a step. It's you strategically, you want to be pushing, not pulling.
Yes.
The person in charge is usually the one
also true.
Walking forward.
Very, very true.
I think I usually end up walking backwards.
Why?
Because I don't want to be the reason someone else gets hurt, I guess. Like, I have a huge fear that someone will drop something or trip and fall.
But that's on you're them. At a bigger risk, though, when you're in front.
Yeah, you're more downstairs. Likely to trip or fall.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah. I would rather trip than be the reason someone else trips. If that makes sense.
Okay.
73% of people say that they also walk backwards.
Wow.
And do you think you could survive the apocalypse? Because I had a really
I want to hear about this dream
last night.
I think I can make it for a little bit.
47% said maybe for a few months. 29% said absolutely. And 23% said no. Those are your Ruskin and Zach X polls. Go touch grass.
All right. Let me hear about this apocalyptic dream that
you
had.
Have you seen the movie A Quiet Place?
No.
Okay. Well, it's basically It's John Krasinski wrote it. So.
Oh, okay.
From The Office.
From The Office.
Okay.
So it's about, you know, it's the apocalypse and these, I guess they're aliens. They came down to Earth and they can't see, but they have really good hearing. Okay, so you can't make noise. Like, nobody talks. Everyone talks in sign language. And any kind of noise, no matter where you are, draws these creatures to you.
Okay.
Even if you're out in the middle of the woods.
Okay, so interesting premise. Go ahead.
There is, I guess I've been thinking about this because there is a Silent Place or a Quiet Place Day One movie coming out soon where it explains why these things happened and how people survived on the very first day when you didn't know that you had to be quiet for them not to catch you. But anyway, I had a dream last night where those creatures were invading
Northwest Arkansas.
Earth.
Northwest Arkansas?
Yeah. Well, I think I was at the beach. But so I had this whole dream where I was in the apocalypse, and I was doing pretty well for myself.
You're fending well.
And I was also keeping everyone else with me alive.
The old superhero dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this has kind of changed my perspective on the apocalypse.
You think you can make it?
Wait, I thought when the apocalypse hits, it's done.
Yes. They've taken the apocalypse, the showstopper. And now this is, I mean, these creatures are now the apocalypse. So it may take a little bit of time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not like an instant thing.
Yeah. To me, the apocalypse, okay, done. Show's over.
Right. We're out of here. What did you eat last night prior to going to bed that you would have had an apocalyptic dream?
I ate a chicken sandwich.
Were there mushrooms on the chicken sandwich? Yeah,
exactly.
No. There was cane sauce on the chicken sandwich.
All right. Okay, well, I can't wait to hear what you dream about tonight. Now, DQ had a rough night last night. She came in. She was very sore this morning. DQ went out and touched grass last night. And what were you doing?
I was moving boxes.
How many?
A lot.
Forward or backwards?
Just myself. So, mom was helping, but we
forward.
Weren't. Yes.
For those of you that think that DQ is aging faster than the rest of us, we got confirmation, or at least another little nugget that you are correct. DQ walked in and she's like, we were out really late last night loading boxes, moving boxes. I'm like, oh, how late were you out? 10.
Really?
That's pretty late.
You got home earlier than I did.
DQ, for 10 is late for me. Oh, 10 is late for Blair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got home at like 11.
You're in your mid-20s. You should be able to make it to like 10:30. Like, you shouldn't even think about bed before 10:30.
I go to bed pretty early.
Why?
I usually go to bed before I had even left the firework tent.
Text out the 870 would like to know if you were at Moonshine Beach on Table Rock Lake. Was that the beach that you were on?
I don't think so.
Speaking of moonshine, DQ, what's going on with you, you Gen Zers? A new study out today that 64% of legal drinking age Gen Zers in the U.S. haven't had alcohol in 6 months. I knew you guys.
Did you just pull that right out of my life? Because I also haven't.
No, I know. And when I saw this, I was like, "This is DQ to a T."
Wow.
We knew you guys were soft, but what's going on?
I think people just don't like drinking anymore. It's bad for you.
So what do y'all do? I mean, you gotta have
advice. Really? What do y'all do?
You gotta have advice
outside of living in your parents' basement. Obviously, you don't. Yeah. What do you Gen Zers do?
I don't know. Some people smoke weed, I guess.
Because that's healthier?
I guess that's probably what most people do.
Okay.
It is probably healthier than binge drinking alcohol.
Okay. It says, and I'm just quoting the study here, a surprisingly large proportion of younger legal drinking age communities are now claiming that they abstain from alcohol altogether, according to the research consumer research COO Richard Halstead. This is particularly true in Asian and North American countries, but moderation is also becoming prevalent in other markets across Europe, Asia, and Australia. You guys are killing us.
Wow.
That's actually insane that, because I haven't had anything. I haven't had alcohol since New Year's.
Huh. Wow. Chris in Fayetteville says he hasn't had alcohol in 27 minutes. Chris is probably one of us.
I think I think people start drinking younger, or people, you know, drink a lot in college when they're they're under 21. So then by the time you get to
21, it's not cool anymore.
Get to the bar scene. Yeah. I went to the bars for a year, and then I was kind of sick of it.
Now,
so
according to this this research, it says now you have Gen Zers, correct?
Yes.
Your children are Gen Zers. Now,
yes.
I want you to think of your children when I say this.
Oh, Lord.
According to Christy Osborne, who runs one of these research groups, she said one of the reasons is as simple as there's more awareness among Gen Zers that alcohol is detrimental.
That's probably true.
I know a lot of Gen Zers, and they're not aware. They don't have enough self-awareness to like take a shower, tie their shoes,
get up before noon, throw something in the trash.
Yeah, please, anything like that.
Walk the dog, let the dog out.
Is there anything you want to get off your chest, Blair?
Yeah.
It feels like there's something you want to talk about.
No. I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
Now, Gen Xers starting to, well.
If there's not a TikTok video on it, they're not aware
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, right. Keith in Bentonville, I'm guessing a Gen Xer. What's moderation?
If you have to ask.
If you have to ask. Here's a text of the 479. They were all raised by a bunch of alcoholics. As a beer salesman, according to Chaz, I'm going to need Gen Z to step up their game, please. You're going to put Chaz out of business.
I bet they're fine. People drink a lot of beer.
Do it for the economy, people. Come on.
Mm. Caleb in Pangburn says they are dancing for TikTok videos and raging on Call of Duty and Fortnite. This generation is soft.
Yes. Pray for our country in the future.
Here's somebody out of the 479 that says they don't want to run into Ty at the bar.
Oh, that's not nice.
Let's see here. Jeff of Fort Smith, the reason Gen Zers don't drink as much, it's because they have to confront their mom and dad because they're still living at home. DQ, your generation's taking on some water here.
Haven't figured out to put the mini fridge in the basement.
Anyway,
brown paper bag is your friend, Gen Z.
Of course it is.
Come on.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was genuinely concerned. Like, I have a full-on bar in my house.
Yeah.
And my daughter's getting to that age where she's a teenager and she's aware. And I'm like, man, I'm going to have to start, like, locking this stuff down. And if this is the trend, I don't even have to worry about it.
I don't even think I ever tried or even I never thought about taking the alcohol that was in my parents' house.
Oh, boy.
It did not seem good to me.
Yeah. Yeah, the consequences were never great.
Well, it wasn't even that. It just didn't.
Well, you don't take it. You just kind
of. I had an entire compartment in the back of my car where we took the spare tire out.
Yeah.
And it had a cover on it and a lock, and you put all of it in there. You put the rug back over the door. You know where you get your spare tire out. I had this little compartment, and we built a box.
Oh.
And you could put like ice in there and would hold it.
Nice.
You'd lock it up and then put the. We were pretty smart.
That's insane.
We were just.
You
using
do
it
lock.
For,
that's good that you lock it because that's what gets you.
My worst nightmare was going home with a flat tire, because my dad wouldn't ask. He'd just go change the tire. So I was petrified.
How much did it hold?
You could get. Remember the old MGD cases? You could get three of those in there.
Holy cow!
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Man, y'all were serious.
Oh, yeah. We were professionals.
Yeah.
But I was deathly afraid of going home and my dad, like, hey, you got a flat tire? No!
We did not buy it in excess.
Because there was no tire.
We didn't buy it in excess because you didn't know what, if you didn't finish it off, it's like you didn't have anywhere to put it.
Your mom's text in.
Uh-oh.
DQ. Why don't you read that one?
Is that allowed?
Yeah. She's texting.
My mom texted in and said, my sister is making up for me.
Ooh.
Not drinking. She is in Italy right now where it's legal.
That is correct.
Yes. That is. If you ever go to Italy, drink the wine.
Wow.
It is good. It
the
is
wine?
Good. And yeah, and you don't get, there's something in it. You don't get a hangover. And
well, that's not true.
Really?
No.
No, I didn't
know. No, no,
yeah.
No.
And by the third day, your jaw is so tired from eating all the food. It's just, give me wine. Give me wine.
Now, here we go. Here's a text out of the 501. 25 years old, listening to y'all. There is hope. And here he is showing.
All right.
A beer and a blunt.
Well, you know, it's one of the.
Right. Cheers to you, sir.
Cheers to you, sir. Well done. Well done, sir. Yes. There's hope for America. Maybe it's just the ones that I'm exposed to.
Yeah. Our grandparents didn't fight for this country just so, you know, for you to not drink beer and to make TikTok videos.
So DQ, I need y'all like to have a meeting. You're all in some sort of group chat, right? Spread the word. We need y'all to toughen up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. It's Ruskin and Zach Show, 866-285-4005. You know,
think about this, though, too. The neighborhood bar has kind of disappeared.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Not, no.
Hadn't it?
No, 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 no. They're still there.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're not as prevalent as they used to be.
No, but they're like, they
used to be a couple down here on the road. Hey, I mean, I grew up just down the street.
Establishments, stop marketing to these kids. You got to market to the old people like us.
Yes.
We're still just trying to get out of the house.
That's true. Yeah. It gives us a reason to get out of
there. There it is. So there you go.
There you go.
DQ, what do I want to know?
No, what he told me is not good to promote.
Okay. Outstanding. That's the one of us. That's what I want to hear. It is Ruskin and Zach Show. Blair Cartwright is here continuing his residency. I do appreciate you coming in and hanging out.
I appreciate you letting me.
Are we getting you out of some sort of work or something?
No, unfortunately. Not. Well, no, not really.
Okay.
But can I get a note just in case?
Yeah, I'll have DQ sign a note for you. They believe her.
I appreciate that.
I was going to talk about this Pat McAfee thing today. We'll do that in a minute. We've also got your SEC report coming up. Also, DQ, I read a story on cord cutters today. And like the cable companies have been feeling the pinch for years. Mm-hmm. Now it's the streaming services are starting to feel the pinch a little bit.
So what is Gen Z spending their money on?
I don't know, DQ. What do you spend your money on?
Coffee.
Yeah. That's, yes.
That makes absolute perfect sense. That every morning I get the text, you need anything from Starbs?
Yeah, when did it become cool to call it Starbs?
I ask.
You did, and I appreciate
it. Well, Zach actually gets mad at me if I go too long without getting Starbucks, because he says I cheap out on him.
She does.
By getting 7 Brew and not Starbucks.
Yeah, she does. She when it's, hey, do you need me to get you something, mm-hmm. we're going cheap. When it's just her, if I say no, she immediately turns the car around, heads for the expensive places.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know how it is. My family's all addicted to that stuff.
Hacker. Yeah, Hacker knows the place I'm talking about. They market to us older folks,
okay?
Because we're the ones that are still going out. Apparently, we're going out to get away from our kids that are living with us.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
that's why you see retired people build offices. You know, outside.
Yeah,
so they got somewhere to go.
All right, we'll talk about cord cutting and have your SEC report. College World Series update. We'll find out which team you're rooting for coming up. So Ruskin and Zach Show. We'll be right back.
This is Ruskin and Zach.
Quite honestly, I don't know that anything's a matter with their football program, but just normal football issues.
ESPN Arkansas and streaming on HitThatLine.com.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
That one was on me. My fault. It's 5 o'clock. It's the Ruskin and Zach Show. Chuck Barrett's going to join us in a moment. But first, it's your drive home, and it's powered by Mr. Sparky.
Need a licensed electrician to service your home? Give us a jingle. Or just use this one.
Woo! You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
For local pros, call Mr. Sparky.
Everything gets to know each other in your mouth.
Blair Cartwright is here, DQ is here, and let's welcome in Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Razorbacks. Chuck, we've known each other quite a long time. I can date it back to like 1993?
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. Back when we were young and everything didn't hurt. I do have
I knew BC back then, too.
Yeah. How are you, Chuck?
I'm good. Good to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to
now,
you.
Now, I'm told that you guys were office mates.
We were, as a matter of fact. His office was right across from mine. I could hear him swear out loud. He could hear me. And
Chuck didn't swear. Well, I did. Oh, Lord.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being an absolute abomination, 1 being perfect. How messy was Blair's office?
It was lived in. It was lived in. Let's just put it that way.
It was lived in. Just say it. It was a 10.
I was going to say it was like a 12. But,
That's true. Well, yeah.
No, you did a lot of work in there. That was the reason. I didn't do much. That's why mine was clean all the time. I was seldom there.
I have seen Blair's workspace in the past. It's absolutely a 12. Correct. So I have a question for you. First of all, Derek and his bride got married. They are vacationing in Canada this week, and everything went well.
I think he's listening right now.
It's funny you should ask.
I bet he is.
It's funny you say. 2 o'clock, Monday morning, I get a text. We're listening. I'm like, why? Why? Like, we're 48 hours out from the ceremony. Why are you listening to this? I got a text last night. They were in a bar drunk watching cricket, and they needed, like, a cricket tutorial. I've received, and they earlier today, they sent me a picture of their view for the day. So I feel like I've been there myself.
It's like you're there with them. Yeah. You're the third party.
You know it's a good marriage. It's going to be a good marriage when they're drunk together watching cricket.
I feel like that's a good jumping off
That's a good
point.
Sign.
Chuck, I've got some idle time this weekend. What do you do when you completely check out and just want to waste time and not accomplish anything?
Stare off into space. Contemplate the universe.
Okay. And how long can one do this?
2-3 days.
Just completely check out. Just stare out the window. Okay.
I can do it. No, I like to go to an area probably in the middle of nowhere if you want to know the truth.
Chuck is a professional.
Yeah.
You thinking about checking out this weekend?
Yeah, I'm thinking about checking out this weekend.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah. I got one commitment this weekend, and other than that, I have nothing to do.
Is that like a darkness retreat?
I think I could do a weekend. Like if you want to take my phone now, I think that's what I'm gonna. I think that maybe the first thing I do is I'm shutting my phone off.
I don't know if I could actually do that.
That would be hard.
I say I would, and oh, wouldn't that be great? But then, you know,
after a couple hours, man,
I went up Mount Nebo. Well, this is probably 2 years ago, and about halfway up, you lose your cell signal, and I was like, "Great!"
Came right back down.
I go.
Kids were complaining.
I go all the way to the top. It's me and my daughter. We're having a good time. I swear to you, I get halfway down that hill. All of a sudden, my phone's just. Bzz, bzz, all the text messages you missed. I was tempted to drive right back up to the top, leave everybody behind. But want to talk to you a little bit because you're probably the perfect person to talk about this subject with. Willie Mays passed yesterday, and probably, greatest living baseball player for sure. I'm certain a top five player all time, in your opinion?
Oh, I'd say so, yeah. Sure I would. I mean, this is a guy that, transformed the position, number one, was in his day clearly the best player in the game. And when you throw all the numbers out that, you know, seem to be requirements for being considered among the best players, his all match up. And, you know, Keith Hernandez said something about him the other night. Keith Hernandez grew up in the Bay Area, watched him play as a kid, and said, you know, every time I went to the old Candlestick Park, Mays would do something that would have you talking the next day. Might be a home run, might be a great catch, might be a stolen base, might be a triple, might be throwing a guy out from center field at home plate. He would do something during the course of the game. He was a great showman, wore his hat a size too small, so it would always blow off.
Did he really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Knew the showmanship, knew how to play to the crowd. And I don't mean that in a bad way at all. I think sports is devoid of characters now. And that's one of the things, particularly with baseball, that has made it lose some of its appeal. But Mays knew people were watching him. He knew people came to the ballpark to watch him, and he made sure they got a show.
It was numbers obviously stack up. Greatest center fielder, I think that it's him. It's Griffey, and maybe DiMaggio is your top three. But I think Willie far and away outpaces them.
Easily.
I heard you guys talking the other day. Now I will go to my grave arguing that Hank Aaron's the best player that ever lived. Not the most important, but the greatest player that ever lived. Top five in like all the categories. The guy right behind him is Willie Mays.
Oh, I think Mays is in the top two or three. You know, when you start combining what you see with the numbers, and you know, I am barely old enough to remember Mays's, you know, final 3 or 4 years when he played with the Giants, and I remember when they traded him to the Mets, and he was just a shell of himself when they played the A's in the World Series, and you could tell it was over. You know, he's one of those guys, again, that, I mean, when they're talking about you in the 50s as being the greatest player in the game, and 70 years later they're still talking about you as being one of the greatest in the game, that says a mouthful right there.
It's an awful lot. Now, tonight, your Cardinals take on the Giants, and I contend that Major League Baseball does a lot of things right. They screw some stuff up, but when they decide to pour on the nostalgia, they're going to play a game at Rickwood, or they play the game at the Field of Dreams game and all of this stuff, baseball does it right. They're not sending the Marlins to Rickwood. They're going to send two established franchises. They're going to send the Giants, ironically, you know, the team that
Well,
Willie
the
Mays-
idea was to have Willie Mays there tonight. It was for it to be a celebration of Willie Mays.
Because he had played there.
And yes, and that's where he broke in. And, you know, the list of people who've played at that ballpark is, I mean, it is a baseball who's who. Anyone from that era, seemingly, played in that ballpark at some point in time, from Babe Ruth to Willie Mays to Lou Gehrig. I mean, everybody's played in that ballpark. It's identified with the Negro Leagues, but there are many players who came through and played in that ballpark. I went by there. It's been probably... 15 years ago, you know, we were down there for the conference tournament, and I was just out driving around, and I'm going to go over and see Rickwood Field, and I did, and it was pretty much falling down then. They've done a nice job to restore it, and obviously you don't stage a major league ball game without having major league conditions, at least out on the field. So, this and the, you know, the Field of Dream games, and they know what they're doing.
Predates Wrigley, predates Fenway, the two oldest
It's like
parts.
Walking back in time.
Oh, it is.
It was awesome. I'm shocked you are not going to be there tonight, to be honest.
Well, to be honest with you, Blair, I thought about it, and that was kind of in my summer plans, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
I've kind of kept up with the ticket prices, and until about a week ago, everything was up over $2,000 that I saw on the secondary market.
Wow.
You got to remember, there's only 2,400 seats. And you have to know that at least half of them, if not more, are going to be taken up by dignitaries, people that are involved with Major League Baseball, sponsors, corporate people. My guess would be there's probably less than 1,000 or no more than 1,000 or so that really actually went on sale to the public. I checked a couple of nights ago. I think it was about six or 700, something like that.
Wow.
They played a minor league game there last night.
Yeah, there was a former Razorback in that too, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I'm sitting here. I've printed off it's kind of a history of Rickwood Field, and Alabama and Auburn played football there beginning in 1911, played there till 1927. Yeah.
Who is Birmingham Stadium? You know, you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, in that era, 1911, if Auburn and Alabama were playing football there, it stands to reason they didn't have a bigger stadium, or they'd have put it there. So I'm going to guess that for many years, not only was it, you know, one of the storied places in Major League Baseball, but it was essentially Birmingham Stadium.
Michael Turner and Jalen Battles.
Oh, there you go.
We're in the game, as was Patrick Wicklander.
Yeah, know what? I'm friends with Patrick's
dad. I knew.
Dad.
Well, you know, I saw that about Wicklander.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about the other guy.
Yeah,
what a thrill for them.
Man,
what a thrill.
How cool that would be. I always thought they should play
Hey, just hang on a second, because I'm going to ask Chuck about this. I know where you're going here.
Yeah.
So Blair's got an idea, and you're perfect person to ask on this. Blair wants to play the SEC tournament at Rickwood.
Just one time.
Oh, it wouldn't bother me. I don't think you'd get that through, because there'd be a lot of people left out. There'd be a lot of people left out.
Yeah. But it would be cool.
It would be cool. I wouldn't argue with that. I think sometimes though, games like this, the one tonight, Field of Dreams game, I don't know if you tried to do that every night or all the time, so to speak. There's a reason, you know, those are not facilities that you would want to have to originate all the things that must be originated from a Major League Baseball game or an SEC tournament game to do it every day of the week. But it is kind of cool to have it every once in a while, and I hope they'll continue to do that.
And play the championship game of the tournament.
Maybe there. So, yeah. I mean, look, I think it'd be fun. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know how you get everybody in there.
Yeah.
Game starts here in about 48 minutes or so. It'll be a lot of fun, and I don't know if they're wearing, you know, throwback uniforms.
They are. Oh, yeah.
They're going all out.
You know, I've been too busy watching the Red Sox start to win again, and I don't know what to do with my hands, Chuck. The Red Sox are winning baseball games.
Well, sit tight. It'll change.
Thank you.
You're not catching the Yankees.
No, we just swept them or took two out of three from them.
But you're not catching them.
No. Well, you know what? Let me dream just for a second. I think that.
Look, there are many battles during the course of a major league season.
Yes.
You'll win a few of those battles, but the Yankees are going to win this war.
I'm being told 50% of all Hall of Famers in Major League Baseball played in Rickwood.
Wow.
Okay. I find that believable.
3 years there in a men's league. Said it was unreal.
I find that believable.
Wow. It's incredible. Hey, while we got you, did you happen to hear any of that interview that Dan Patrick did with Coach Calipari?
I heard parts of it, yes.
What'd you take away from that?
Well, not a whole lot, to be perfectly honest with you. I thought he look, Cal's a master at telling, you know, stories and essentially the same story in five or six different ways. That's what great storytellers do. I didn't hear anything terribly different in there. I know there was talk about the roster and some things like that. I don't know. What are you driving at?
Well, that's actually what I was getting at was the roster. Because we've all sat here and wondered when he said, you know, 8 to 9 players, what's that going to look like? And he actually put sort of faces to it, which is we're going to take a couple of freshmen. We're going to we're going to bring in a couple of veteran guys. And then he started talking about, you know, the way Dean Smith used to run his roster, which with players 10, 11, and 12. Those were the young guys. Those were the developmental guys. That, to me, gives me a plan. I feel a whole lot better about the way this is going when I hear him say, okay, 10, 11, 12, they're developmental guys. Whether they stick or not is kind of irrelevant. It's, you know, the 8 core guys, and that's, you know, I felt like we now understand what the plan is.
There are going to be 9 guys, and they're going to be NIL guys, and they're going to be 2 or 3 walk-ons, and they're going to be like old scholarship players, which is still a pretty good deal. I don't suspect that the 10, 11, and 12 guys will play much, if at all. I think that's going to be understood going in. There might be an opportunity for one of them to break into the rotation, but I don't think that we should go into this, just to be perfectly honest. I may be proven wrong, but I don't think we should go into this planning on a 10, 11, 12 guy to crack that 8-man rotation. I don't see that happening. You know, as he said many weeks ago, those guys are, you know, if they can develop into the type players that can be worthy of the top 9 and get some NIL money, well, that's great. But I think, and I'm just going to be honest here, I think that we've made way too much of this roster size. I didn't do the research. Mike Kaywood did. But, you know, all the Final Four teams last year, none of them played 8 guys more than 10 minutes.
Wow.
You know, all of the 7 of the Elite 8 teams, all of the number 1 and 2 seeds, none of them played 8 players more than 10 minutes. So these are not the guys that are going to win you a championship. And I say that respectfully, at least not out on the floor. They've got a lot to do with winning a championship on a day-to-day basis, but they're not going to be the guys with a ball in their hands or out on the floor, frankly, unless four guys have fouled out.
And if they are, then the problem starts.
Day and age. Yeah.
Well, because nobody needs it.
Yeah.
Nobody needs it. Everything's high ball screen. Everything's pick and roll. I mean, you got some teams playing transition, but not nearly as much as – I mean, you're trying to get out in transition, but you don't have anybody going 40 minutes of hell. You don't have anybody doing that anymore. Very few anyway. You don't need depth like that anymore. You need 8, 9 good guys. You got 8 or 9 good players. I mean, all you got to do is look at what's happened the last 2 or 3 years. The team that's won it all has played about 8.
Mm-hmm.
And the team that was playing them has played about 8.
You work in the TV timeouts. I mean, you're getting automatic rest. It's, you know, 8 or 9 is about all you need.
These are 20-year-old kids, man. They can go all day. I mean, and they do. They can go all night, and they do that too. So, I mean, I just think we put too much into that. It makes us feel a little better when we say, oh, I'm worried about injuries. In fact, it makes us feel a little bit better. But as Cal said, hey, look, if you're into your 10th or 11th guy and you're relying on him to get you to the Final Four, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, but we got to have answers today.
I think we do
have answers. I think we have all the answers. I mean, we're going to have 9 guys. Brazil's the 9th. After that, you're going to have 2 or 3 walk-ons. If I was a betting man, I'd say Lawson Blake will be one of them, and then there'll be a couple more. And I think we know what it's going to look like. We just don't know what the rotation's going to be yet.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned, you know, the injuries and playing time. I mean, these guys play so many games during the summer. And, you know, growing up in high school, summer ball and stuff. I mean, that's nothing new to play a lot of minutes. No matter what the sport, so.
Well, I think there are things that we've grown conditioned to say. Yeah. Well, you know, what about injuries? I mean, oh, I sure would feel better if you had this. Well, I mean, guys, there's a reason someone's a 10th or 11th or 12th guy.
Yeah.
Because while they're probably a great kid and a good player, they're not good enough to help you in a lot of those big moments. So, I'm glad he's doing this, just to be honest. I think it's smart in terms of NIL money. And I think there's a reality that right now things can always change, and things generally do change from decade to decade. But right now, it's pretty much you're an 8, 9-man rotation and a lot more 8 than 9 and sometimes really closer to 7.
The NCAA Tournament Selection Committee is going to meet in about 2 weeks, and they're going to talk about some of the analytics and how we're selecting teams. And they put out this nice little press release about it. And, oh, by the way, they want to there's a discussion going on that they want to increase the size of the field to 72 or 76 teams. You ready for another weekend of play-in games?
Well, I don't know exactly what's going to happen there. I mean, I understand, and this is the reason I don't really think I don't think it matters, because all you're going to be doing is getting the 12th or 13th team out of the SEC or the 12th or 13th team out of the Big Ten, and these aren't going to mid-majors. This is designed to get the big conferences more teams in. It's designed to, you know, get a for example, an SEC team that's 8 and 10 or 9 and 9 or somewhere in there, right on the bubble. It's designed to get them in. This is not going to be a boon for mid-majors. In fact, I wouldn't suspect that any of these new bids would go to mid-majors. If from what I read, there's not going to be that much extra money on the table right now. One of the options is also to do nothing. I think what I read today, they've got 3 options. And the third is to do nothing. And I kind of think when the dust settles, that's going to be the one that wins.
You went from the excitement of, is it December the 10th that they're going to Madison Square Garden? Is that the date on that?
Somewhere in there.
To the excitement of playing in St. Louis on the 22nd of November. You've got to be jacked about going up to the –
Was that finalized
today?
Is that announced?
Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
Thanksgiving Day playing – Who are we playing?
Illinois
in St. Louis.
Now, sadly, not at the Checker Dome, but at the Enterprise Center. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be all right. That'll be okay. It sounded like we were going to play Illinois, and it sounded like it was going to be on a neutral floor. So St. Louis is all right, I guess.
Well, it's a hop, skip, and a jump over to Como because you'll be playing football a day. What day's the Missouri game? Is it the Friday or the Saturday? Okay, so 36 hours later.
That. That's exactly right. I hadn't thought about that.
So not bad for you.
No, this is great.
A little road trip.
Now, Thanksgiving in Missouri, baby.
Woo!
It's happened before,
now,
believe
DQ
me.
DQ is very anti-St. Louis pizza.
Oh, Emo's is the worst.
Emo's?
Yeah.
It's trash.
You know, I'm not as big on that as some people are. I would go so far as to say that DQ might be right.
Not big on the square. I think her thing is about the way that the slices are cut. Am I right on that?
Well, it tastes really bad.
It's awful.
All right.
I would. Now, you know, if you're old enough to remember the old King Pizza in Fayetteville, they were the first ones that I knew of to do the squared slices.
Oh, that was the bomb.
I mean, they had like 5 pounds of cheese on every pizza.
Oh, it was glorious. Hey,
it was a different era back then.
Cheese remember can cover up a lot of errors.
They shipped one to the basketball team when they were in Japan.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Really? Hey, I loved King Pizza.
Oh, man. it was awesome.
I think my freshman 15 was due in large part to King Pizza.
Yeah, it was great.
But we've talked about this. I mean, the trip to Madison Square Garden, all of this. I mean, this is the Cal effect. Is Illinois coming
is.
To? They're not coming because you know they're coming because of Cal to play him down in St. Louis.
Well, television arranges these games, yep. And you know Calipari over the years has had a very good relationship with the TV people. It's interesting because, you know, with CBS being out of the SEC picture now, any of these games that are scheduled, like with an Illinois, for example, a lot of these games, if it's not, you know, if it's not an ESPN game, for example, it's probably not going to be staged in what's traditionally the SEC footprint. Some of these CBS and Fox games, and I don't know who's televising this one. I haven't heard. You guys may know.
No, it hasn't been announced yet.
All right. But some of these TV deals are, you know, worked out between the staffs, and a lot of it's based on relationships in the past. My understanding is that Calipari's staff has always been very good and easy to work with in terms of the network games. I mean, you know, the big network games. And clearly they've been in a lot of them over the years. So TV arranges these games. It's not anyone's game per se. One of them's got to be designated the home team, obviously, but television arranges this, and you're right. I mean, it's the Cal effect. We wouldn't be playing Illinois on Thanksgiving Day in St. Louis if Cal wasn't our coach. Mm-hmm. I feel pretty sure in saying that.
We'll continue talking with Chuck. He'll face the poll questions coming up, but in the meantime, we've all seen the billboards. We've heard the car wreck attorney ads. No win, no fee. Fight the insurance company. If you've been injured, call 1-800-LAWYER now. So how do you choose which lawyer to hire when they all seem to promise the same things? Choose someone who has over a decade of experience in injury claims and lawsuits. Choose someone who used to defend the insurance companies but switched from the dark side. Let Jackie Mock of Mock Legal Solutions use her experience and insider knowledge of insurance industry to get the money you deserve. And may the force be with you. MockLegalSolutions.com. Real advice, reasonable price.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
3 o'clock. It's the Ruskin and Zach Show. Glad to have you along here, Blair Cartwright, continuing his residency here at the here in Springdale. DQ back at the board. CD, your dad is texting. He said, Zach, proud dad moment that CD can't stand anything about the Tennessee Volunteers and that she is cheering for the lesser of two evils. Now, the lesser of two evils is A&M, but, you know, you're making your dad proud. Maybe one day he'll call in with his own very own fart story and we can start again. The vacationing Ruskins have sent me a text of their view today.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Canada looks very nice.
Yeah, Canada
this time
looks great,
year.
Doesn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't need to see that, but I'm glad they're having fun. They text me drunk from a bar last night watching cricket.
They drunk texted me
last night because
obviously very drunk if they're very, watching well, cricket.
From what I was able to ascertain in between all the spelling and grammatical errors, they were at a bar and they were I guess they were getting ready to go to dinner or something like that. And they in the bar they had one of the cricket matches on,
okay,
which is very big in Canada, I'm told.
So it just happened to be on.
It was on, and they were sitting
because they went to the bar.
No. It was not the purpose of their visit, but there were a bunch of people around them that were you know into it and watching it. And I get a text about some of the rules, and I'm like, guys, you're on vacation. There's no need to text. You guys are fine. It's gonna be fine. But we had a little cricket discussion. I explained a few things, and they went happily on their way.
Cool. Well. They've been gone how long now?
They left Sunday morning at like 5.
Yeah. So they're getting to the kind of the...
They're getting tired of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they were tired of it on Monday when they started texting in.
Well,
anyway, yeah. So they are happy. I think they're coming home Sunday. So he should be in a great mood when he gets here on Monday.
So they still have rested. Mm-hmm. 3 days.
Expect more texts. What's that next cricket match? Yeah.
Well, the U.S. lost yesterday. Got routed by the Republic of South Africa, who, by the way, is undefeated in the T20s. In case you were scoring at home or scoring alone,
we got our big win.
Yeah, we did. We beat Pakistan, biggest upset in the history of the world.
Yeah, so we're good now. We're good for eternity.
Hacker says we're not buying the Canada location anymore. I have to keep. I will let him tell the story when he gets back.
Fair enough.
Okay, it is not my place, but they are just outside of Montreal, enjoying the greatest city in Canada. Right?
Yes.
That's where we're going.
That's great.
Edmonton. Have you been to Edmonton?
No. Go to Edmonton and go to the
There is
Cup.
Absolutely nothing to do in Edmonton.
Cup tomorrow night.
Like I said. It's the Ruskin and Zach Show. You can call or text 866-285-4005. That is the McLarty-Daniel hotline. Now, DQ made me embargo this for an hour so that she could come back and talk about concert do's and don'ts. One of her things is that you cannot sit during the opener.
I didn't.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you didn't because you were a fan.
Yeah. No, and a lot of people stood up.
That's good.
Okay. If you go to a concert, it's like going to a sporting event. And the roundabout way I'm going to get to this. Can you wear a t-shirt of a band that's not performing at the concert
to a concert?
It's like wearing a jersey
for a team that's not playing at a sporting
event.
Yeah.
No. There were some folks wearing AC/DC t-shirts, and I'm just like, I think you might be at the wrong show.
I don't like that.
I thought that was just kind of odd. And they were matching shirts.
It's not like they're not selling t-shirts. You can find
$45.
That's like the going rate for all concert t-shirts now.
Do they? I mean, I bought one at the Kiss concert 2 years ago and I can't find it now. So that's why I quit buying shirts. Do they still shrink after you watch them the first time?
That, because they all use
three sizes.
They all use Gildan or whatever that.
Well, those are much better quality than what we had back in the 80s and 90s. Yeah, you'd. Remember that? You'd buy a concert t-shirt, you'd wash it one time.
You say that.
And it would like shrink up. I mean, it was like four sizes smaller.
I have t-shirts from, I still have t-shirts from the 80s. Not
really?
Yeah, absolutely. I have my Catholics versus Convicts t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
I've got that.
You got that frame. You got to frame that.
It is in a very, very secure location.
Okay, that's good.
It never sees the light of day. It doesn't even see oxygen, I don't think.
Okay,
because I'm afraid it would fall apart. It is a first run. Guy who sold it to me pulled it out of one of those styrofoam coolers.
Oh, nice.
So that I still have one of those. I think I have somewhere, it might be at my parents' house, somewhere I have the first concert I ever attended.
Yeah, which was?
I went to a Kenny Loggins Pointer Sisters concert, 1985.
Okay, I saw the Sisters.
They're good.
Yeah, they put on a show.
Oh yeah, they do. And that was on Kenny when Kenny was doing the Footloose tour.
Oh, he was like
he was huge.
He was right. The master
saw it
of Summer the soundtrack
in Milwaukee.
Okay, nice.
Abner Pine Ridge has texted in. He says that DQ doesn't approve of wearing the wrong band T-shirt at a concert, but routinely wears opposing sweatshirts on an Arkansas sports radio show, which upsets Jerry and Elma.
I don't think it's quite the same
it's
thing,
It's not the
though.
Same. No. I wouldn't go to an Arkansas game wearing a Kentucky sweater.
Oh, I would hope not. I wouldn't have to.
B.E. has he has beef with you. He says, hold up, Blair. Sam's Club sold hundreds of thousands of AC/DC, Def Leppard, and Pink Floyd replica shirts for $8.
No, I get that. But, I mean, just why would you wear it to a Styx concert or a John Wayne concert
concert? The graphic tee is a very popular like shirt to wear.
Oh, yeah. My kids had the graphic T-shirts, and I'm like, name two songs that band sings. Huh? They're a band?
We'll get to that in a second, yeah. Because if you're going to wear the shirt, you at least have to be familiar with the band. Yeah,
but they're wearing it to school, not to a concert.
Big Mike and Waldron says he doesn't care. AC/DC shirts are good anywhere.
No, I get it, but I just find it kind of odd. You just look out of place. You know, it's like you didn't get the memo that they were not on the bill tonight.
Bob and Branson dropping some knowledge on us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline says Kenny Loggins is only worth $16 million.
Oh, is that
you think he'd be worth more? Kenny writes all of the good movie tracks.
Oh, yeah. There was a time.
He was Mr. Movie Track.
If you had a Kenny Loggins song on your movie soundtrack, you were gold.
Abner wants to know, what if you're wearing a better band's T-shirt, like a Metallica shirt at a Creed concert?
I just don't.
Would you wear.
First of all, I wouldn't be at a Creed concert, but if I was.
I don't know. Yeah. I agree.
Well, you'll have a chance.
I don't think you should wear a graphic tee of another band.
Okay.
It's just odd.
At the concert.
It's so like the people who wear Steelers jerseys to a Chiefs-Dolphins game. I mean.
Yeah, we see that in the London games all the time. Now, is that number one on your concert don'ts?
No, that probably wouldn't be my number one.
What would be number one?
Probably. Don't get too drunk to interrupt the people next to you.
Yeah. Now, you were on the lawn last night.
I
have to have a chair back at a concert now. It's only in recent years that I've come around to this. I'm not big on the mosh pits or anything that goes on like that. Yeah. I have to have a chair back now. I have to have a place to sit. I have to have a place, you know, after, you know, shaking your can for a little while. I got to sit down. You know how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, DQ, we're not young like you.
No.
Plus, my knees and my back can't handle standing for 3 hours.
Yeah. That's why they had the swabs of Icy Hot available.
Exactly.
For us older
were they handing those out?
Americans. No, you had to pay. You know, you had to pay. Like anything else, you had to pay for it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, smart marketing.
What I don't like at all these concerts.
The Metamucil shots were handy, too.
Artists don't know how to design shirts for themselves. I think that.
Well, they're artists.
Yeah,
you're talking about the musicians?
Musicians.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're musicians.
I think musician T-shirts are some of the ugliest T-shirts usually
across
the board.
Yes.
They just do not know what people want on like the T-shirt. Because you want to go to a concert and you want to get a T-shirt that says that, you know, you went to that concert.
Yeah.
But it's ugly.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. Here's a good question from Big Mike. What if the band has the same fan base, like Skynyrd and Molly Hatchet?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's worse.
Prairie Prince, who is actually the drummer for the Tubes, is a graphic designer, and he's designed several album covers, so I would imagine he probably designed some T-shirts,
okay,
too.
What other, what are the concert don'ts? What are the big don'ts? T-shirts?
Don't make out in the middle of the concourse, for God's sakes. Do it in the back of the lawn. This seems to be something that you'd like to talk about. Oh, my God. I was walking to get a beer, and it was like.
Anybody you knew?
Get a room. I mean, they were older than me. It was just like,
Nobody wants to see that.
Exactly. If you're going to do that, fine. Go do it over in the corner. But not in the, I mean,
yeah,
not in the middle of the concourse.
I think that.
Good Lord.
Oh, so there's another one. Is because I've been, you know, in the general admission to a lot of these concerts, like in the in the front, where, you know, it's a big deal about how close to the stage you can get.
Yeah.
I think every time I've been in a GA, I've there's pretty much been a fight around me about someone trying to cut up to the front saying, oh, I know those people over there, even though I know that's a lie. Because there was the last concert that I stood in the pit at, there was this person who was like, oh, I know those people over there. Can you let me through? And everyone around me was like, no, sorry, we've been standing. We've waited, you know, all day for this. So, no, we're not going to let you. Or if he, and then this person was like, oh, I actually don't know those people out there. I just wanted to get to the front.
What artist was this?
It was 21 Pilots.
Okay. Wow. That's a little surprising.
There's every single, I've had the worst interactions with fans at 21 Pilots concerts. I've been to like 5 of them.
Wow.
They're kind of the worst.
Why we were in the back of the
You don't
lawn,
seem like a
so
21 Pilots kind of girl.
I love them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Is that like band number two?
That's probably my second favorite.
Okay.
So on the lawn, you know, you can bring a blanket, you can rent a blanket, you can rent a chair, blah, blah, blah. There's a gal sitting there, and then there's like this, I don't know, 12-foot square area of grass. No one's sitting there. And we're like, is anyone there? And she's like, yeah, someone's there.
And then one guy showed up later.
It was just for one person?
I guess. I mean, it was just kind of, the people behind her just, the look on the lady behind when I asked her that, and she said, no, someone's here.
No, you throw your blanket down, like, and if they want to remove you, they remove you. You throw your blanket down.
And then they have the guy that comes around
and
holds the hands up.
No.
And they jam people into the
areas. Those people need to be put down. No, those people, I don't like those people.
Really?
No. No, trying to, it's like being in a movie theater. You know, if you got here late, that's not my problem.
That's a valid point. That's a valid point.
Thank you. All right, we've got news to get to. We have accomplished absolutely nothing so far.
It's beautiful.
So, yeah, it's exactly the way I wanted this. Hey, lots of summer fun and holiday weekends coming up. But remember, you get arrested on a Thursday, you're not seeing the judge until at least Monday. If you find yourself on the wrong side of the law, your weekend consisted of a free ride from the boys in blue, 3 hots and a cot in a county jail. Call Jackie Mock at Mock Legal Solutions to help you get out of a jam. Remember this number, 479-769-1505. She will protect your rights and help you navigate the criminal justice system for a low, flat fee. MockLegalSolutions.com. Real advice, reasonable price. We'll be right back.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.